The correct answer, of course, is C. Information about a client may be shared among staff members within a program without the client's consent. However, the most ethical approach and the approach that will best support a sense of credibility and trust in your relationship with the client is to inform the client that information will be shared. Now, A, you must obtain written consent, is incorrect. Some therapists and some programs might choose to take this approach, but it's not necessary. B, you need to obtain written confirmation from other staff, is also incorrect, because other professional staff are bound by the same confidentiality requirements that apply to you. And if there are non-professional staff in the program, they should be bound by confidentiality policies and procedures of the program as well. So no written confirmation is needed. D, you should encourage Mary to provide the various staff members with information from your intake is also incorrect, because the client should not be expected to repeat her story over and over again with other staff members. Also, the client would not be in a good position to present and explain your clinical inferences and impressions. Let's go to question 11 now. When a former client is deceased, confidentiality, A, no longer applies, B, applies only to non-clinical information such as demographic information and dates of service contact, C, does not apply to any information that might be relevant to settling of the client's estate, or D, applies as if the client were still alive.